This is
Anchor.fm, you guys. I promise you will not be disappointed. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, your vehicle, riding around with your friends, whatever. So on the podcast today, I wanted to talk about how to fall in love with yourself. The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships, and that includes, you guys, men and women, your relationship with yourself. And learning how one can fall in love with yourself is essentially your own happiness, to be honest, and to your success in relationships and to the way that you interact in the world among you. That is because of the law of attraction. What you put out into the world, you know that saying, you get back. And when you fall in love with yourself, you naturally, spiritually spread that love out into the world, also improving the quality of your life as well as others. And when a person loves themselves, they receive more love in return. And when you exude that confidence and joy, you tend to attract others with the same pizzazz for living. And this improves the quality of your relationships, which improves your life. The cycle is clear, and it all starts with a person falling in love with themselves. But where does self-love come from, right? How can a person build it? And what would be the best ways to love yourself, right? First, be kind to yourself. Second, change your self-talk. Third, try to adjust your physical state. Try meditating. 4. Number 5, surround yourself with people that is very supportive and caring. And number 6, whatever you do, don't lose yourself in any type of relationship or friendship that you are in. Number 7, you have to learn how to adapt a mindset. You have to be able to adapt. Number 8, sometimes you have to disconnect yourself. Go off the grid. 9, practice. Self-care. I always get drilled a lot about self-care, especially when it comes to skincare, because I am one of those people that love skincare. I have to be honest. Number 10, most importantly, in my opinion, sometimes when you're stuck in a rut, have freaking fun, people. Number 11, do something that you're good at. Push yourself. Number 12, 13, take credit. Many of us are really naturally humbled. We're naturally modest. We often team origin and we underplay our own accomplishment. Excuse the loud hooray in the background. That is my daughter. We underplay our accomplishments in life and in the name of keeping it nice and harmony. But taking credit can be great for a person's self-esteem, and it can also help you fall in love with yourself as well. If your neighbor happens to compliment you on your hair, or your friend noticed them new boots and they speaking about it in public, don't downplay it. Give them a sincere thanks and take it to the heart, because guess what, homie? Guess what, girlfriend? You deserve the praise. You know what I'm saying? Number 14, find your purpose. Number 15, give back. I'm going to go through each one of them very shortly. I'm not going to prolong it. Number 1, when you be kind to yourself, it's very, 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 very simple. But it can be one of the hardest things for self-love for an individual to master. I was one of those people because I felt like it was a sign that I was selfish. We grow up in a society that always tell us how to look, how to be, how to live, how to feel. And if you're wondering how to fall in love with yourself, the first step, in my opinion, is to give yourself permission to be fucking human. You don't have to be this superman, this superwoman. You don't have to be this fitness guru, model, billionaire to be worthy of freaking love. I said what the fuck I said. 2, change yourself. Talk. Beliefs have the power to create and the power to destroy. I've read that somewhere. I'm not sure where, but I read it somewhere and it kind of stuck with me. The way you talk to yourself, it actually affects your mood. It affects how you act, your behavior, and is a negative inner thoughts that sometimes we subconsciously have become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And let me be very clear with you guys, a learned lesson of myself. It's okay to hold yourself to a high standard and to feel negative emotions occasionally, not all the freaking time, just occasionally. But don't get smothered in that cycle of negativity. And you have to catch yourself when you fall into that negative way of thinking, that negative pep talk, and make conscious effort to change the words that are negative that you are telling yourself into something more positive. Like, damn, I look fat. Girl, you are snatched to the gods. You see how I did that? Girl, look how wide that nose is. Girl, that nose is vinyl. Look how you got. Girl, you beautiful. Just change it. Just a little bit. Number three, adjust your physical state. Now, your physical state, which means the way you breathe, your movement, your posture, that is just one of the key to your emotional state. And if you don't happen to be one of those people that feel confident, then adjust your body. Straighten up your spine and throw that shoulder back a little bit. Raise your head up high. You know what I'm saying? Smile. Get in a big, like I'm a boss type of pose. You know, like stand with your head raised and with your arms up in a V shape or whatever. Just to give yourself that physical power pose. Those actions actually, believe it or not, send signals to your brain that you are proud, you are confident, you are the shit. And when a person feel that way about themselves, it's easy to fall in love with yourself. Let me tell you something. I read that online after I was talking to my therapist. Yes, I do talk to a therapist. And I tried it. I started actually practicing it. And that's why I'm telling you, honey, it works. You know what I'm saying? Meditate. Now, I will be the first one to say that meditate is the one way to not only change the way a person breathes, which is part of your physical state as well, but it also changes your entire mindset. And it took me a long freaking time to get into meditation. And when you disconnect from meditation, like you stop doing it for a while, sometimes it's hard for you to get back into it. Like you're also trying to incantations, which is a vivid visualization of something that you may want, repeat it with yourself, with the enthusiasm and with the belief that you can have it, that you can have it. I know you guys know that phrase that I'm worthy of love. When you tell yourself that, follow it with a big old smile and be confident in your posture. You have to be able to exude that because that's a way of manifesting love in your life. Visualizing your goals is another form of meditation as well. That can also help you reprogram the way your brain processes and actually the state in which your brain is in of self-love.
Didn't know that.
Number five, you have to be around supportive people. Remember to always surround yourself around people that support you. It's true that most important relationships that a person is in, but that doesn't mean that allowing negativity from these people into your life. Surround yourself with people who actually, truly, genuinely care about you and think the best of you. You know, use those cardinal rules of love to create a more balanced, a more healthy relationship that brings more goodness, more positive vibes, positivity to your life, and let go of any relationship that is not supportive and that is not caring to you. You won't fall in love with yourself. You'll find your whole life improves.
I promise you. Number six,
don't lose yourself being in a relationship. I was one of those people that recognized that she was losing herself. We've all heard that we need to always love ourselves before we can truly love anyone else. And when you don't truly, fully, genuinely love yourself first, you'll tend to get lost in that relationship, even in friendships, even in family. You can take on the qualities that your partner wants you to have instead of staying true to yourself. And then you'll find yourself unable to set boundaries, or you're unable to create boundaries, or become very needy and always wanted to be around that partner or things like that. That can work at in the beginning. But ultimately, you'll end up driving most significant other partners or whomever away. Part of a person knowing how to love themselves in a relationship is being able to recognize, identify, and communicate their needs and having the confidence to be solo once in a while. I think it would only make your relationship better. That's my opinion. And sometimes when you're in a relationship and you feel like you're losing yourself, have a conversation with your significant other. Don't do anything drastic and be like, you know what, I'm done. Because I feel like I've lost myself with you. Have a conversation with your partner, your significant other. And hopefully they'll understand where you're coming from and respect and want to find a solution where everybody is happy. Number seven, you have to adopt an abundance of mindset. When you practice gratitude, in everything you do, that will naturally, you know, pour over into falling in love with yourself. Find the good in every situation. Stop reading negativity into everything. I was one of those people as well. And if you have a bad day or you go on a date and that date is bad, sometimes we might think, oh my God, I'll never find that significant other. Oh my God, it just ain't nobody out there. Or you go through what I'm going through with your identity being stolen and you're not being able to trust people. Neutralize those thoughts. And the way you will neutralize those thoughts is thinking about all the love that you've already had from people that are still in your life that are genuinely good people and friends and family. And all the fun dates that you've went on, all the good times that you've been able to trust people. And
you'll be stronger. Number eight.
Disconnect yourself. Go off the grid. Taking the time to actually release, relax, relate, and recharge. Reconnect with your core inner being. It can help you discover how to fall in love with yourself. If our brain is always on power, always powered on, you're living in this huge, heightened, unsustainable state, right? So self-reflection can actually affirm our sense of ourselves, and it can actually help us try to relearn from our mistakes. Richard Branson, I read this on Tony Robbins' website, had this idea when he disconnect from his smartphone for days at a time. The author and businessman Tony Schwartz credits disconnecting with rediscovering a deeper part of himself and the research on relaxation to clear. Giving your brain a break actually results in increased creativity and productivity and a sharper memory. And let me tell you something. I know it's hard. We have kids, we have jobs, we have significant others. And sometimes people always want to be able to be at our disposal. But sometimes we have to turn those damn phones off. Sometimes we have to close those doors and lock it and be at one with ourselves. Sometimes we have to say, you know what, not today. Sometimes we have to say, you know what, it's a me time. It's a me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just have to woo side that shit out and say, you know what, come back to me in about an hour. Sometimes that hour needs to be days at a time or a week at a time. That's normal. That's healthy. Like, nothing is wrong with that. Sometimes you need that. Moving on. Number nine, practice self-care. I've said this before. I love skincare. I love taking long baths and then taking like a brief shower afterwards. I love just looking at myself in the mirror. I love doing treatments on my body. Self-care and self-love, to be honest, it's really not the same, but they do go hand in hand with one another. And when you love yourself, when you treat yourself good emotionally and physically, you wouldn't want a person that you love to live just in a world of just stress, a stress state of mind, or to avoid doing things that they love. So, man, woman, gentis, why allow yourself to do those things? Establishing habits of self-care, like healthy eating, exercising, that can turn your brain into more thinking positively. And one of the best ways to love yourself is actually to build a life that you respect, care for, and love, and also to surround yourself with good, loving people that you love. And you have to learn how to love yourself in a relationship so that you can create healthy, those healthy, long-lasting
flourishing
partnerships. Know that you deserve happiness.
You deserve happiness.
Everyone does. Number 10, have fun. Stress and negativities are our enemies of self-love. And they can cause us to feel down out, burnt out, alone. And they won't leave any room in our life for any way to learn about loving yourself. And that's why it's so important for people to take time to create those peaceful, joyful, happy habits and do things that they truly love. Putting on your favorite music, which I love to do, and dancing, drinking some wine or some Long Island iced tea. Play games on your phone or your iPad, your Kindle. I like to do that. Playing with the grandkids. Immerse yourself in like a good book. I read Will Smith's book, which is really amazing. I read it twice. You may want to go for a walk, or you may give yourself a chance out of your own head by taking a break and by disconnecting yourself from your cell phones and things like that. You just might find that you are falling in love with the new happy-go spontaneous version of you. Okay. Number 11, do something that you are actually good at. We have to always remember that we are talented and we are so amazing. So if you are someone that plays an instrument, or if you're someone that loves to cook, you're someone that likes to read, you're someone that can do poems, do something that you're good at. And reinforce that confidence in yourself. And it shows you how to fall in love with yourself. Even if it's painting. Even if you could just, you know, create music. If you can share those talents with others, that's even better. You will notice other people enjoy your talent as well. And your social circle will become even more motivational and encouraging. And that will build your confidence even more as well.
Number 12,
push yourself. Of course, if we only do things that we are actually great at or good at, we'll never actually grow as an individual, as a person. And it's very important that we get out of our comfort zone and try to push our boundaries. Even if it's no more than learning a new language, I am currently learning Spanish again. So to take a public speaking course would be great. Going to a singles group. New skills can bring more positivity to other areas of our life. Even like with our career, even relationships with our children, with our friends. That's how you really fall in love with yourself. Number 13, take credit. Like I said before, many of us are very humble and modest. And we don't allow ourselves to take compliments. We tend to underplay our accomplishments, but taking credit is a good way to build our self-esteem, and that can help us fall in love with ourselves. So no matter how small the compliment is, give that person a sincere thanks. Take it to heart, because honey, again, you deserve all the praise. Number 14, find your purpose. That is probably the hardest thing that I've had to find for myself. Finding my purpose. And it was ultimately the way to learn how to fall in love with myself. Purpose actually gives us a reason to get up in the morning, and it makes us a part of something much bigger than ourselves. It actually fulfills several of our needs. You know what I mean?
Significance.
Our growth and contribution and just happiness. But purpose rarely ever just knocks at our door.
For a person
to find that purpose, you have to be honest with yourself. What are you what are you most excited about? What actually brings you joy?
You know what I'm saying?
Once a person have uncovered the meaning in their life, they will see the bigger picture, and they will stop criticizing the smaller things. I have to go backwards at this point in my life, because right now I lost focus on those things. So a lot of things that I'm telling you these things, not just for you, but for me, honey, for me. Number 15, last but not least, you guys, give back.
The secret to our life,
the secret to living, period, is giving.
Giving back
is one of the most ultimate purpose in life. And it also has the secret to falling in love with oneself. When you have a sense of purpose, a person is more confident. They live more confident. They stop looking for affirmation from other people. You know, the thing that have intrinsic worth, because you have a gift to give to the outside, to the world. And when you truly, wholeheartedly believe that you are here for a reason, loving yourself just honestly comes naturally. So find your purpose. Light a fire of self-love within you. And I promise you, other people will be attracted to the flames. I've had people that, you know, was in my way, that was giving me nothing but positive energy. I had opportunities that was coming. I had all of those things. And I went through a lot of things recently. And I kept going through things. And it just felt like that every time when I think something is positive is going to happen, something good is going to happen, my life is going to turn around, something will just be like, girl, stall out. You have to pause this. You have to go through this right here. And then we do that. And I realized that I was pouring into myself, but I wasn't fully pouring into myself all the time. And then I realized that certain parts of me, I had stopped loving it. So I had to, I'm relearning how to fall in love with myself. I'm relearning how to fully, truly love myself. I've mentioned on my podcast recently about the identity issues that I have been dealing with, that I have been facing with, and things that I have experienced, things that I have went through, things that I have tried, mistakes that I have made. I was one of those people that made those mistakes. I'm sorry for it. I will try my best to do better, or I may have tried something and experienced something that someone else didn't like, thought was weird or whatever. And I've never been embarrassed of mistakes that I've made, because they were lessons that I learned on the outside of it. But recently, I have wholeheartedly been embarrassed of those things. So to be honest with myself about these things and these new trials and tribulations that I'm going through, relearning myself, forgiving myself, it's been a really, really true test. I have to be honest. I don't want to tell anybody anything just so that I can sound good on a podcast. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I don't presume to know everything. A lot of things that I speak and the advice that I give is from personal experience. Sometimes when I'm at a loss for guidance for my own self, or when I'm talking to a friend and I think that I may be overreacting or I may be judging, a lot of times I go on the website and I try to Google different things of different perspectives or people, other people's idea of certain things. And I try to look at things from both lenses. And I try to be real with myself on what I really feel from that situation before I make any decisions or before I stay embedded into things. I've been disappointed a lot lately, but I also had to accept that I disappointed some people. And regardless if I felt that my disappointment was intentional to those people, or my disappointment was a misunderstanding, or my disappointment was taken out of context, I still disappointed those people. And I have to take accountability for those things. When I love hard. If I'm with you, I'm with you. I don't believe in being with you and being with other people, regardless to what other people's intent is. If someone else's intent is to make me look bad, to try to make me look like I'm a cheater or a liar or whatever, I can't control those people. I can only control me. And when I'm in somebody's space, friendship, even in my family, even with my daughters, my friends, and someone try to paint a narrative of me that's just not me, and I think that these people know me and I think that these people know who I am as a person, it is disappointing to realize that I don't have that same respect coming towards me. Like, I have more respect for you. I believe in you more than you believe in me. And what I learned is most people that view that I have more respect for them than they do for me, they view that as I've done more for you. I've given you more. You know what I'm saying? I've loved you more. No, you didn't. You tell yourself that because of the things that you have done, but you haven't done anything more than me. Because when the love and respect are supposed to count the most, you know, showed on me.
To get credit, full out credit
for everything, is to show up when no one else does.
To show up when
you feel uncomfortable. To show up when you feel vulnerable. To show up when you feel unsure, but because of the love and the respect that you have for that person, I'm going to show up for them regardless, and then we're going to talk about this later.
People tend to forget
what realness is, what loyalty is.
And when you are fighting reality,
and you're fighting bullshit, and when you're fighting people that are intentional doing things that hurt you, oh my God, you get exhausted. And then you lose focus on you. You lose focus on yourself. And then you start pouring into everybody else and everything else, and you forget about you. You become the last person that you pour into. No, honey, show up for you every fucking time. I had a chick tell me, oh, you're mad because you're old. Honey, if I wish that I could show people when I be on this podcast exactly how the freak I look compared to the people that be running their mouth.
I get on TikTok. And I always have a time getting on there
because I don't have no password and I never remember
the username.
And then when I write a username down, for whatever reason, I have a hard time getting in. And I can go to my
junk, to my
folder, and you could see all the comments and the people asking to befriend me and, are you single? And, oh my God, you hide. And da 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 da. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, that stuff don't faze me. But it's just the fact that even if you, honey, thinks that I'm not attractive, there's always someone else out there that does.
So I don't need
validation from you or anybody else. That's the point that I be trying to make to people. People don't want to hear what you have to say, and their way of not hearing what you have to say, are you old? Oh, how, honey? What makes me old?
The fact that
I can count how many people that I've been with on one hand and you can't. You know what I mean? You see what I'm going with this? So it's just being able to replace negative people and negative energy with, girl, I'm the shit. You didn't know? I am what most people wish that they could be at my age, at their age.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm forgiving for the most part. I mean, there are some people and some things that I probably will never forgive. And right now, this is actually a test for me. I am trying to heal and move forward and move past some very angry places where I'm at right now. And I'm starting with re-loving myself, re-centering myself, falling in love with me again. I'm telling you guys, try it. You will not be disappointed. I'm finna finish chilling and drinking my Long Island iced tea.
Chilling and spending
time with myself and read my book. And you guys, thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for the respect. Thank you for just the understanding. Thank you for
just continuing
to hit that listener support button. Remember to be kind to yourself. Change the self-talk. Try to adjust your physical state. Meditate. Surround yourself with positive people that are supportive. Don't lose yourself in any type of relationship or friendship. Adapt an abundance of mindset.
Just connect
yourself. Go off the grid. Practice self-care. Try and have fun. Do something that you're actually good at. Remember to push yourself. Take credit for any and everything that you do, no matter how big or small it is. Find your purpose and always and forever give back. But in all of that, put yourself first in everything that you do. Never let someone else dictate who and what you are. Continue to push to be better every day. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Again, thank you for tuning into the podcast. It's your girl, Anita Love from Baton Rouge. Peace.